Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett, this is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Hello and welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. This is Randy Hicks. My co-host Dennis Bonin is traveling again this week. He will be back again next week. So, of course, our outstanding producer, Mike Salmon, may chime in from time to time. Mike, greetings.
Hey there, Randy. You know, Dennis better come back next week. He may lose this job permanently.
Well, he promised he will be back next week.
Okay. We'll hold him to it.
Well, so, did you see the Braves game last night?
I covered the game last night, so it was like almost a two-hour rain delay. And then sat through, unfortunately, a Braves loss, 5-1. Cole Hamels allowed only six hits, and I did talk to the players afterwards, and they just tipped their cap to him. I mean, when you hit it, you know, go up against a hot pitcher, and he's just throwing the ball well, there's not too much you can do.
Justin Upton said that Cole Hamels may be the best pitcher that the Braves have faced all season.
And to think this guy's lost 13 or 14 games this year because he's had no run support. But it's amazing. But, you know, the difference between a winning streak and losing games is, you know, the Braves hit the ball hard, but they hit them right at players last night, right at the Phillies last night. So,
right.
You know, when you're winning, those things seem to find the places where the players are not playing. But they hit the ball well, but right at the Phillies and took the loss.
Well, I guess the good news is that this is just the second loss in the past 16 games for the Braves. And that's a good thing. And they're still 14 ahead of the Nats.
Well, and absolutely. So you have the nice big cushion there. You can afford to lose a game once in a while. You can't win them all.
That's right. So the Nats series this weekend will certainly be interesting.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
All right. Well, let me introduce our guest today. We have Mark Mitchell, realtor at Mark Mitchell Virtual Properties Realty in Duluth. And also we have Greg Allen, president and CEO of ANC Consulting Group in Sugar Hill. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good morning, Randy.
Glad you could be here. Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about Mark Mitchell Virtual Properties Realty and what you really try to do?
Well, I've been a realtor since 2005, and I work at Virtual Properties Realty, which is in Gwinnett County. And like I say, I help buyers and sellers buy property. Also help owners also lease properties as well.
Well, I know that your business has been quite interesting since 2007, when all the housing prices really went up, they went down, they went everywhere. They were so high initially. So what's the current market condition that we're under today?
Well, it's kind of a strange time because it's actually a good time to sell and also a good time to buy. Like, for instance, you know, I service Gwinnett County and North Fulton for the most part. And in Gwinnett County, we've had, you know, a very low inventory, like in $200,000 price range and less. We're talking 1 to 2 months of inventory. A balanced market, for example, is 5 to 6 months of inventory when you have a balanced number of sellers and a balanced number of buyers. So right now, instead of having a buyer's market, the market has definitely shifted to a seller's market. You know, especially in the first-time home buyer price range, especially in 150 and less in Gwinnett County, you know, usually as soon as the houses hit the market, you know, there's multiple offers. You know, if the house is in decent shape and it's priced correctly.
And what about higher-priced homes?
Well, like if you go on Alpharetta or Roswell, for instance, in Area 13 and 14 by FMLS, you have to go almost all the way up to $500,000 before you start hitting a balanced market, 5 to 6 months worth of inventory. In their normal price ranges, which, of course, Alpharetta Roswell is higher, you know, you start getting less than 400 and less, it starts to turn into, you know, a seller's market again. So even in the higher price ranges, you know, we still have a seller's market.
Interesting. And a balanced inventory, then, you're saying is 5 to 6 months of inventory?
5 to 6 months of inventory is where we have, you know, basically a balance between buyers and sellers, okay? Anything higher than 6 months, you know, I mean, back when we were in 2008, 2009, I mean, we were seeing 30 months worth of inventory, you know, in a certain price range, so in a certain area. So back then, it was tough. It was tough for sellers, and then buyers had all kind of properties to choose from. Now it's kind of switched. Now, you know, good properties, they go on the market, and almost immediately they start getting offers, okay? And now, you know, it's a multiple offer situation. instead of buyers, you know, having, you know, lots of time to look for houses.
Well, since this current market condition really is a seller's market, as you were mentioning, what does that mean for someone who might still be looking for foreclosures or short sale types of homes?
Well, I mean, there's still short sales out there, and there's still foreclosures out there. But just to give you an example, like last year, 70% or 75% of my sales last year were either foreclosures or short sales. Now about 70% of my sales, buyer sales for this year, have been normal, regular sales transactions. So, you know, we got a lot more regular sales transactions coming on the market.
Well, with that, based on those facts, what would you really tell a potential seller right now about selling their home?
Right now, well, if they're like in Gwinnett County, if they're $200,000 in less, I mean, they have a very good chance of selling right now because we have low inventory. Multiple offers are very common, and the sellers are at an advantage now since the inventory is low. And like I say, more and more sellers are coming into the market. So, and plus we have a lot of investors in the market, okay? We have these big investment groups, and they're buying huge amounts of properties. But what they're doing is they're going to the county courthouse steps, and they're buying up all the inventory, so that inventory is not hitting the market. So a lot of that inventory that would be on the market is not on the market. So that's actually helping the sellers because as soon as they put their houses on the market, if they're priced correctly and if they're in good shape, you know, they're getting multiple offers.
And typically, what's the sales turnaround time today?
Well, it just depends in the area. Depends on the price point. But like I say, if it's in a decent area and it's priced correctly, I mean you could get multiple offers within a week.
Really?
Yes.
So a lot of the people that listen to our show are business owners and are again quite busy, try to pick up the show when they can, and don't have a lot of time to look for houses as well. Is that something that you commonly do also? Do a lot of previews and can really kind of get the real flavor of the home that your customer is looking for?
Well, I would need to go out there. I mean, because people can tell you what they want, but until you actually go through the house with them, because I tell people when they go through the house, think out loud, okay? Whether it's good, whether it's bad, I want to hear what you like and especially what you don't like. And after I've been out with someone a couple times and looked at 5 or 10 houses with them, I know exactly what they're looking for. But you can tell me all you want, but I've been out with people before that say, I want a ranch, and they ended up buying a two-story, okay, for example. So, so typically I like to go out with them, see 5 or 10 houses, and then I know exactly what they're looking for. Because a lot of times, especially if you got first-time home buyers or they haven't bought a home in a long time, they think they want this, but they end up buying that, okay? So it could be totally different by the time you get to the finish line.
I guess all people are human then, huh?
Exactly.
Well, what's the advantage, really, of listing your home now? If you're thinking about selling, why now versus months from now?
Okay, well, there's several different reasons for that. Right now, we got low inventory, okay? So you got less competition. Now, there are more and more people who are normal, you know, sellers coming onto the market. But right now we have a lot of the investment groups, and they're buying a lot of the properties at the county courthouse steps, okay? So a lot of those properties are not coming on the market. Now, I don't know how much longer that they're going to be doing that because, like I say, prices are going up. It will get at some point where the investors, it's no longer, you know, makes financial sense for them to buy the houses because they've gone up so much. So eventually the investors will go away and we will, you know, the houses that they were buying will come back on the market. We'll have more inventory and then the sellers will have more competition. So I don't have a crystal ball and I don't know when that time frame is, but that is going to happen. And then secondly, right now with the low inventory, buyers know this, okay? At least smart buyers do. And they know that, you know, they're not going to ask for a ton of closing costs, and when the repairs come in, they're just going to ask for the major repairs. They're not going to ask for every little repair, or they know that the seller will just say no, put the house back on the market, and then they'll take one of the other offers that they already received. So the sellers are kind of, you know, kind of have an advantage right now, and that's why it would be a good time to sell, especially if you're making a lateral move. Also, interest rates. Interest rates are creeping up. I mean, right now I'm under contract on a house for myself. Just 2 months ago, I could have gotten almost 1 point less interest rate, okay? But the interest rates have jumped up. So right now, what if you were to wait another year? What are interest rates going to do? Again, I don't have a crystal ball, but we've been kind of spoiled with 3%, 3% interest rates or 3.5% interest rates for conventional loans.
Right.
I mean, right now I got a 4.5%, but they've just jumped up in the last, in the last 2 months. So next year, what will they be? I don't know. But, you know, we've been spoiled at 3%. My money would be betting on that they're going up and they're not going to be coming back down.
Well, I really don't understand this. I thought that when you got your real estate license, they issued a crystal ball to you at the same time.
I wish they did. I wish they did. But all we can go on is the trend.
Well, speaking of that, as we're talking about trends, and you mentioned some tips for sellers, what are some other really good tips for sellers in this market?
Well, I mean, basically in any market is, you know, price the home correctly. Okay, we can get away with a little bit of a, you know, overpriced listing, but just remember, you know, think like a buyer is what I tell a lot of sellers. Okay, buyers buy within a certain price range. Let's just say if you got a house that's really worth $195, and that buyer that's looking for the houses, maybe they're looking from $180 to $210. Okay, now if you price your house at $215 or $220, guess what? The buyer that would buy your house isn't even going to see it because he's looking from $180 to $210. And guess what? The higher priced buyer isn't going to want it because he's going to know it's overpriced. So, you know, if you overprice too much, the right buyers won't see it, and the higher priced buyers won't want it. So number one rule is, you know, price fairly close to where it's going to sell. Second thing is try to make your house move-in ready, okay? Back in 2008, 2009, I sold my own home back then, okay, and it was super tough to sell then, okay? A lot harder than it is now. But I made my house move-in ready, basically went room by room and made sure anything that needed fixing, you know, I repaired it. You know, if it needed painting, I painted it. So when the buyer walks through, everything is done, okay? And because buyers do not want to, I mean, it's enough stress moving into the home. They're spending a lot of money, and what they don't want to do is to have to do a lot of repairs moving into the home. So if it has a lot of repairs, they may just move on to the next house until they find one that's move-in ready, that's priced correctly. Third thing is make sure you have professional-looking photos, okay? 90% of buyers or higher are looking online. Okay, that's the first thing they look for. How do you look for houses if you were to look?
Oh, absolutely online.
Online. And yeah. Which houses are you more likely to go see? Ones that have pictures that you can actually see. I mean, I've seen pictures where I can't even really tell what the room is because it's almost dark. Okay.
Right.
And they just don't have professional looking pictures. So the better the pictures look, the more showings you're going to get, the more likely for offers and more offers. Okay.
You know, it's really funny that you say that because I went to see a house that had the most horrible pictures and ended up buying that house. And I know that I paid $10,000 or $20,000 less than if the person who owned the house would have had good pictures. They would have had a lot more offers.
Right, because they would have had a lot more showings, okay? So it's vitally important to get the most money for a house, okay? So that's one thing I do as a listing agent is I take the time to make sure that the pictures are going to look great online, okay? Because that's where people are going. And also, you know, to have a virtual tour. A lot of the, like FMLS, when you put pictures in there, their process for putting in pictures is they're cutting down the file size, okay? So the pictures don't look quite as crisp as is if you put it in a virtual tour, okay?
Great, great. Well, we're talking with Mark Mitchell from Virtual Properties Realty here on Partners for Success. And, Mark, how about some tips now for buyers in this market?
Well, one thing for buyers is they need to know that it's a seller's market, okay? So the biggest thing for buyers is educating the buyers with market information, kind of like all the graphs that I've given to you, Randy. they need to know what kind of market that we're in. They need to know that if they're buying less than 150 in Gwinnett County, that it's 1 month's worth of inventory, and then as soon as that house hits the market, it's going to have multiple offers. That means, and they also need to have their financing in order, okay? They can't go looking at houses and then decide, oh, well, we like this house, now we're going to figure out, you know, how to get financing. That needs to be done up front, okay, the first thing before they ever see the first house. And you know, they need to figure out the buyer triangle, okay? They need to figure out work, social, and family, okay? They need to determine where they want to live at, okay, you know, in relation to work, all their social stuff, and then, of course, their family needs. And some of the biggest mistakes that buyers are making is they're making low offers on properties, okay? Right now, you know, 2 years ago, you could make low offers, and they would work, okay? And now, you know, I mean, now you have to really, in the lower price ranges, you have to go over the list price, okay? I've got a deal right now with a HUD home. HUD basically does their appraisal up front, so anything that you bid over, you have to come out of pocket for, okay, on a HUD home. And most HUD homes, the one I've been looking for, we had to bid $7,000 over and ask for no closing costs just to win it. Now, we did four other offers that we did not win with $5,000 over, okay? So right now, it's a seller's market, so you have to bid over. And another thing is thinking about it, okay? You see a property, you like it, you put an offer in on it, because if you don't, you know, you've heard the term, snooze, you lose, okay? If it's a decent property, it's priced correctly, there's going to be other offers that come in on the house, and if you think about it for a week, the house isn't going to be there.
Interesting. Well, what about the rising interest rates? What effect do they have on the market?
Well, I mean, this would affect buyers and sellers. Why don't we think about new construction? A lot of new construction is coming on the market, okay? And usually lenders are only going to lock in maybe up to 6 weeks, okay? So if you say you go to a new home community, the house hasn't been built, and interest rates are rising, okay? And when a lender qualifies you, they qualify you on debt-to-income ratio, okay? And let's just say right now your debt-to-income ratio is tight, meaning that you're up at the upper limit, but the lender qualifies you, okay? Let's just say you go and say, well, I want to have a basement home built, but it's going to take 4 to 5 months to build that home, okay? And the lender can't lock you in till maybe 6 weeks out. Let's just say 3 months from now the interest rate goes up 1%. And now you don't qualify because your debt-to-income ratio has gone up, okay, because the interest rate's gone up, so you qualify for less. So this is affecting buyers and sellers, I said, because some people, especially with new construction, because they can't lock the rate in, okay, especially if they're building from, you know, building from scratch and they're not buying a spec house in a new home subdivision.
So are we seeing a lot of spec houses being built because of that now?
Well, I mean, you're seeing a lot more new construction. I mean, for the longest time, I saw it in Alpharetta, you know, in Alpharetta starting, you know, back probably 2.5 years ago, you know, new construction. Nothing in Gwinnett County was being built, and now you're seeing a lot of new construction. So new construction is coming back, especially when we have low inventory. What are the buyers going to buy? You know, they don't have anything to buy, then they're going to new construction. So
I see. Interesting. Well, that's great, Mark. Well, I'm sure that some of our listeners may want to get some more information, contact you, or even follow up with you on the purchase or their planned purchase of a new home. So how would our listeners best get a hold of you?
Okay. My cell phone number is 404-353-0185, and my email is Mark, with a K, M-A-R-K, at markmitchellhomes.com.
Excellent. All right. Well, that was some great information. We really appreciate you being with us today on the show, Mark.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Randy. And one other thing is that I can go to my website at www.markmitchellhomes.com.
Excellent. Very good.
Thanks for having me.
markmitchellhomes.com. And our second guest on the show today is Greg Allen, President and CEO of ANC Consulting Group in Sugar Hill. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for being with us today as well.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about ANC Consulting and what your services you provide?
Well, ANC Consulting is a
accounting firm, non-CPA accounting firm that has been around since 2000. And we service small businesses, medium up to $2 million. I find that companies over $2 million in revenue start having an in-house staff of a bookkeeper or accountant that does their day-to-day work. We specialize in doing the day-to-day functions for small businesses. And
well, from there, why don't you tell us a little bit about the customer set that you that you're dealing with currently? What types of functions and services do you offer?
We offer everything from basic bookkeeping up to CFO level reporting. We don't go across that to the CPA level and do certified financials or CPA returns or things like that. But we can handle your accounts payable, paying your bills, entering the bills for payment, cutting the checks. We can do your receivables, which is sending out your invoices, making the bank deposits, making the collections. We can do, because I right now am limited to after the fact payroll, which means you have to have a payroll service, but I will make sure that all those entries and all the employees' records are kept up to date and accurate for you.
Well, so in other words, you could be 100% turnkey.
Absolutely. And okay. We meet with our owners and business managers at least once a month to go over the records and point out areas of concern.
Well, as businesses grow, and especially in this economy, we're starting to see that more, are you able to help businesses who may have a bookkeeper, but they need a next-level person?
Absolutely. Bookkeepers are great assets to a company. They can handle all the day-to-day functions for you, but unless they have a background in accounting, there are situations that come up regularly that they will take a guess at. And instead of waiting till the end of the year and you bring your records to your CPA for your tax returns, they can pick up the phone and call me and say, how do I do this? What's the proper way to record this? And either I'll do it for them through remote access or I'll explain it to them over the phone. And that way it saves them money in the long run, because if the CPA has to fix it, it's going to cost more.
So do you offer then your services on an ad hoc basis? Do you do a retainer or?
What I do, Randy, is I'd like to see how the client's business is functioning, see how much work they have. We'll start out with an hourly rate, and then once I get a feel for the work involved, is we set a flat monthly rate every month. This is what I provide, and this is how much it's going to cost you.
So any questions or anything that they might have?
Just pick up the phone and call.
That's excellent. And that way also the bookkeeper can feel a lot more confident in the work that they provide, in the results that they provide, and in the quality of the data that the management team has then, right?
Absolutely, because GAAP regulations, and GAAP means generally accepted accounting principles, requires that checks and balances. So the bookkeeper who is doing your day-to-day entries should not be the same person who is reconciling your accounts at the end of the month.
I see.
You need that crossover, that checks and balances, to be in compliance.
And that's why all of the major companies use large outside accounting firms, right?
Absolutely.
So based on that, do you feel that your services are actually becoming more and more needed as the companies continue to grow?
Absolutely. I think, it's great to, business owners are great people. They know their widgets backwards and forwards, what they're selling, how they're selling it, but they don't know the accounting side of it, and to get bogged down for a business owner and sit behind that desk and try to figure out the receipts and try to figure out the checks and who's going to be paid when takes time away from them growing their business.
Well, is that one of the things that makes your business unique?
The thing that makes my business unique is that I have 25 years experience, real-world experience. So instead of coming out of college and going to work for a public firm, I went to work in a business field and started from an accounts payable clerk and worked my way up to controller. And I've worked in about 5 or 6 different facets of business, manufacturing, banking, insurance. So I've pretty much run into about 90% of what you can run into for a small business. And I have trusted advisors and partners that I work with. If there's something that I don't know, I can find out for you within a day.
We're talking with Greg Allen, President and CEO of ANC Consulting Group in Sugar Hill, here on Partners for Success today. And, Greg, one of the questions I wanted to ask you based on that is how does that make the verticals that you choose to work with? Does it matter what vertical you choose?
Meaning accounting software or business?
Well, vertical industry, businesses.
Okay. No, because I've worked in different facets of business, I can help the – I took a service provider. He was a commercial and residential painter. Mm-hmm. And when he came to me, I'll explain this briefly, is when you're looking at your accounting records or your income statement, you have your gross sales is the product or service that you sell and the revenue that you take in. Then you subtract out the cost of what it cost to produce or sell that service to get your gross profit. From that, you take out your expenses and you get your net profit.
Right.
When he came to me, he had a gross profit of about 14%. And after he subtracted out his expenses, he was in effect either breaking even or losing money every month. And working with him to streamline his processes and cleaning up his books and getting everything according to compliance and regulations and working with his subcontractors to provide better service at a better rate, we took him from 14% gross profit to 32% gross profit and netting a 7 or 8% profit every month.
Wow, that's great. 78% is certainly bottom line profit, a good place to be.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, so what regions do you cover now?
We cover, the great thing about the technology aspect today as opposed to 10 years ago is with cloud services and remote access, I can service about anywhere in the country. I've worked with people in Virginia, Texas, but for physical location, I try to stay in Metro Atlanta.
Okay. And that, of course, would be all the Gwinnett.
Gwinnett, North Fulton.
Surrounding areas.
Absolutely.
South as well, all that kind of thing. Okay. Yep. Very good. And do you specifically use one type of software? Do you look for clients that have a certain type of software?
No, the thing about software is I try to help the client find what's best for their business. So you'll have accountants that will give you a green box and say, all my clients are on this green box, and I can help your business, but we got to get you on this green box. I can work with that green box. It's very easy, but you also have the yellow box and the red box and customized software.
Sure.
I'm going to talk to you and over a series of conversations and find out how you work your business and what's the best fit for you. And if it's the yellow box, I'm going to suggest you go on to the yellow box.
Okay.
And I will work with any or all of them because my goal is to help your business, not your business feed me.
I see. And so with the implementation of new software, you have new processes and procedures that have to be put in place. Do you also do that?
Yes. I have worked with many clients, set up processes and procedures, inventory controls, checks and balances, anything that your service or your clients need, we can handle.
One of our clients once told me he was going to visit his accountant, and the reason that I asked him that question as to where he was going was that he had shoe boxes full of receipts. Is that typical as what you still see today?
I see that a lot. There's a lot of procrastinators out there that just don't like dealing with the accounting functions. It's just a big headache, so they'd rather stick it in a box and deal with it later. I don't suggest that. You know, it's like going to the doctor. You go when you're sick, and if you only go when you're sick, it's going to cost you more than if you get regular checkups. So come to me monthly, come to me quarterly, and we can work things together. And at the end of the year, it's going to better your bottom line and cost you less.
Certainly. And especially with today's mobile commerce, the options that you have, the things you can keep on your smartphone, the iPad that you travel with you, your expenses certainly probably interfaced directly into that. You have a payroll system that's set up automatically and kind of a set it and forget it kind of scenario with a lot of the receipts and a lot of the accounting transactions that occur, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the biggest thing I find is that those recurring charges, a lot of people let them slip and forget to put them in the checkbook. You know, they know it's going to come out, but they don't put it in. And then when they go to write a bill, it's like, well, where'd that $500 go? I know I had it. Now it's only $300. You know, it's their car payment came out, you know.
Right, right. So I guess then that really answers the question, too. Can a client just give you their company data file, or should they be working with you all year long?
I suggest against that only because it's easier to keep things going a small time. It's easier to keep things up monthly. And then when you come to me, when I come to you in October, November, and say, we got to get ready for year end, you only have about four or five things I need instead of 50 things. You know, and that way we can get things up. I can package everything up by middle or end of January and get them to your CPA so that, you know, he's fills in the blanks and sends you tax returns by the end of February.
So kind of boiling this down, it seems to me that your company really offers the added value of having the higher-end accounting staff, but yet and still not having to pay for a full-time person at that price range, right?
Exactly, and that's what we advertise a lot is that, you know, you can get a full, you know, somebody whose accounting background, you know, would cost you $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 per year to keep him on staff, but we can do it for you a lot cheaply on an hourly or a monthly basis. You get his benefit and his experience at a, you know, hot dog price.
At a hot dog price. Okay. Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, so based on our listeners again, if we have people that would like to find out more information about ANC Consulting, how would they best go about doing that?
The easiest way to get to touch with me is the phone. It's 678-288-5376. Email is greg@acconsultinggrp.com. That's two C's and two G's in the email. And or you can visit the website www.acconsultinggrp.com. That's acconsultinggrp.com.
Great. Well, Greg, thanks so much for being with us today. And I'm sure that a lot of listeners will be listening to the broadcast that we've had and kind of go over that and see if they can possibly use your company to meet their needs.
Excellent. Thank you, Randy. It's great.
We appreciate it.
Randy, two wonderful guests today on the show, and I know some of the things that Greg was talking about there at his company really resonate with what you guys are doing at Meridian Star.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do have fully customizable systems for businesses that track sales with full reporting for storefronts, things of that nature, whether it be local or whether those be via mobile commerce that we've talked about. We can track hours, vacation, pay periods, electronically transfer payroll, and, of course, we have a lot of inventory management and multiple schemas for reorder settings. And, of course, don't forget that Meridian Star always offers great local support.
So that makes things easier for your clients so they don't have to worry about stuff like that. They can watch the Braves like
That's
you
right.
like to do.
That's right. And so we'll end the show today, and we would like to thank all of our guests for joining us on Partners for Success. Our guests have been Mark Mitchell, Realtor at Mark Mitchell Virtual Properties Realty, and also Greg Allen, President and CEO of ANC Consulting Group. Remember, you can listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 a.m. on this Business Radio X station. You can also listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by logging on to our website, partnersforsuccess.businessradiox.com. Partners for Success is presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, we're always there when you need us. Call us anytime at 1-855-MER-STAR. Thanks again, as always, to our producer, Mike Salmon, for making the show run like a thoroughbred racehorse, Mike. And this is Randy Hicks. We look forward to joining you next week right here for Partners for Success.